In Florida, we have a place for you. Not only do we understand your aspirations, we're ready for them. For all the amazing things your future holds, we hold the key. Florida, the future is here.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. So Facebook has rolled out a brand new platform for online video. It's called Watch. The feature is shown separately from the news feed in the Facebook app. Not unlike YouTube, some content will be produced professionally by corporate partners. So what exactly can we expect? How exactly will this all shake down? Let's get more details. Joining us now in studio is the Wall Street Journal's Alexandra Bruel. So keeping with its vision of video leading the way to the future, we have Facebook with Watch. A lot of people are curious as to what exactly to expect. So for starters, what will the initial crop of programming look like based on the digital publishers already on board?
So there will be content from publishers that range from Group 9 Media to Business Insider. Group 9 Media said that they'll have shows ranging in length from around 4 minutes to 15 minutes. So short form content, but, you know, I think a lot of publishers and advertisers are pretty excited about having some higher quality content right on Facebook, where, you know, it's just another place for them to reach viewers, readers, and to reach their consumers.
Right. How is Facebook making this appealing to the publishers and video creators that it needs to work with? Is Facebook sweetening the pot with some incentive for these video makers to come on board?
Yeah, you know, it's good for publishers because they're already creating this kind of content for the Facebook news feed. They're already creating this kind of content for their own platform. So it's not going to be a huge investment in terms of production, maybe a slight investment, but Facebook is helping to fund content for some publishers. I know that that's just a small percentage, and I think Facebook even said it would be an even smaller percentage as more publishers join. You know, I think there's a revenue share for advertisers, and there's even an ad revenue guarantee for certain publishers. And it sounds like they're still really working out how that will work long term. But I think it'll definitely be another revenue resource for publishers that are increasingly looking to generate new revenue streams.
And ad buyers, I'm sure, feel pretty good about Watch as a platform as well.
They feel good about this. It's one more platform where they can reach viewers. They're excited about being able to advertise next to, and, you know, I quote a few buyers in saying high-quality content. But I do think it's early days. They don't really know what this content's going to look like. They don't really know right if consumers will be, if users will be engaged. So they're excited. But, you know, a few buyers told me it's really just a wait and see if Facebook can prove that they're actually reaching their consumers.
And what they seem to be doing is giving a lot of creative license as well, not just in terms of content, but length and duration of video seems to come into play as well here. Lately, it's all about short videos and keeping with everyone's attention spans. But Facebook also seems to be giving these video makers the opportunity to take different routes.
You know, I think right now they're experimenting with a few different formats, and they're also experimenting with different lengths. And I think we'll see what happens. We'll see how well certain programming does, and publishers will, you know, adjust accordingly, as will Facebook, as will advertisers.
Yeah, everything with Facebook always seems to be a work in progress. We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Alexandra Bruel about Facebook's new video platform, Watch. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
We know you well, you who became a multimillionaire at 43 and you who was born one. We know you who loses sleep over how your kids will deal with inheriting a fortune, and you no longer getting a paycheck but not needing one either. And also you who doesn't have to work but can't help not to, you serial entrepreneur you. At BNY Mellon Wealth Management, we know because we know you well, and that gives us the necessary insight to help you grow, protect, and transfer your wealth. BNY Mellon is the corporate brand of the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation and its subsidiaries.
Thanks for joining us. I'm just curious what you think. Sometimes I check in on what tech folks say and are murmuring about in the peanut gallery. There seems to be talk about whether Facebook's Watch is a threat to YouTube. I'm wondering what you think of that or what the sentiment in the industry is about that.
Certainly, it's another platform that really threatens any digital platform, any outside media company. A few buyers are wondering if, you know, again, maybe this is another platform where they can place their ads, they can reach their consumers. So certainly long term, it could be a potential threat to YouTube. But, you know, YouTube is so massive and they have,
There's that.
Right. I mean, so I think maybe a slight threat, as, you know, any new digital media platform would be to YouTube. But I don't know if they're shaking just yet.
Right. If anything, maybe just a reminder not to get too comfortable. But yeah, they're not exactly shaking in their boots, I'm sure. Alexandra, thanks very much for the time.
Thank you.
For more, you can head to WSJ.com. That does it for the Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.
Follow the Wall Street Journal on your favorite podcast app. Search WSJ on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and any Amazon Alexa device. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.